The buzz. Pen to paper. Thoughts and feelings like you're on a skyscraper. Putting words down from the depths of their souls. What moves them, nobody knows. It's The Buzz. Poetry Jam.
When you go to a throwdown, they don't clap, man. They snap their fingers. Yeah, that's how it used to be.
Have you ever been to a throwdown?
I have not.
No. I didn't know.
I've watched documentaries about them. I've seen them.
I've watched some great YouTube videos.
Yeah.
Really good stuff.
It's unbelievable, man. Soul-bearing. I think that's what you're about to hear. Soul-bearing. It was 5 minutes I gave you to write a poem, and it is not easy.
It's really tough.
Yeah. So we are about to bear our souls to you, and we ask that you would be understanding and kind, because this is raw. This is some raw stuff.
Okay. I wonder if Laura's poem is about wine. I've noticed a trend.
Somebody over here says this. You're going to use the roses are red theme because that seems to be your go-to.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay.
I have saved every single one of my poems since we started working here.
Sure of course you have.
Wow. Sure you have.
I like looking back at them, and you can see the growth in your poem writing.
Book? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't. I'm not good at it, so I discard it immediately.
We should sell a Kelly book of poems.
Oh, it's unbelievable how much that would make. I mean, it goes over
with
the
a nude
poem.
In the middle.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to read each of our poems, and then you get to decide who gets to have the trophy for the Buzz Valentine's Day Poetry Jam. And just remember, today it's all about love. So I will go first, because this is very difficult for me. I'm not good at this. I can write a quick song about make penis jokes and all that stuff. When it comes to poetry, it's tough. All right. But I will start. And my poem is called Snack Cakes.
Coming out of the box.
Do you need an intro?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Go ahead.
Snack Cakes, a poem by Greg Kretschmar.
I love Twinkies, Ho-Hos, and apple pies. But you're the best snack cake in my eyes. Don't need no snowballs or ice cream cones. I'll be the cream filling in your funny bone. Don't need Little Debbie, no granola bar. I don't know what just happened. Don't need Little Debbie or granola bar. I'ma be the honey in yo honey jar.
Wow.
Snack cakes may be good, they may be sweet, but you're my favorite snack cake, and that can't be beat. Snack cakes.
I was one of your best.
That's good.
Gotta go with what you know, right?
Factually, I don't think there's cream filling in the funny bone. It's peanut butter filling.
Yeah. Okay, well, whatever.
Well, you've never had one of Greg Kretschmar's funny bones. Yeah.
Mine is special. All right, so there's mine. I laid it
special.
Woo, it's emotionally draining.
I get very anxious.
To do. I know. Then why don't you get it out of the way?
Okay.
What is your poem entitled?
Stupid.
Okay, all right. And is this music okay, or do you like something different?
Yeah, I mean, I'm good with whatever you
okay,
want.
Okay, all right. And now, a poem by Kayla Windsor. Stupid.
Today our boy Gizmo, he plays Cupid, but he sure doesn't look stupid. I mean, he's Cupid. Yeah, he's a guy in a diaper, and sure he's wearing his glasses with the wipers, and yeah, maybe his wings, they're even on strings, but he's just trying to spread his love like he wants to spread his spud. So today Gizmo plays Cupid, and maybe this poem is pretty stupid. Stupid.
Right.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I like it.
Again, factually, you said Gizmo doesn't look stupid.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I'm down with it. I thought you really wove in this. The title says it all. And Spud?
Yeah, I don't know.
It was poetic license you took there.
I think we know what I
used
was going for.
Right. I agree with that. Laura, let's go over to you and your poem. What is your poem entitled?
Pre.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, here we go.
Free.
A poem by Laura...
Laura Jean Boyce.
Jeanette. Free.
Free.
Love and hearts,
I try not to let you hear my farts. I've been doing you for 18 years, sometimes after a lot of beers. Two kids may have changed my body, but you can't call what I give you shoddy. On this Valentine's Day, think of me pre. Pre-pee when I ski, run, jump, walk, and even talk. Pre-10 extra pounds in all of my rounds. Pre-quattro, because then you might feel like you won the lotto. Pre is where it was meant to be. So happy Valentine's Day from me.
A little melancholy.
Wow. Raw.
Hey, feelings.
That was raw.
Just
feelings
keep it in real.
Raw.
Wow.
Is that good?
Wow.
Oh. All right.
Wow. There's some therapy, I think. This is there might be in the offing there.
I thought they did good.
They did great.
It was great.
It was alive.
So raw.
That just came from the heart.
Oh, wow. It did, man.
Because we've never heard her fart.
Wow. That is amazing. It's crazy.
You guys make me feel bad. It's my love.
It was raw. It was great.
It's my love.
It was emotional.
Wow.
That was
just putting
deep.
It all out there.
It was deep. All right, Scotty. You're next on the Poetry Jam. What's your poem called?
Love is in the air.
Love is in the air. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's switch it up. And now, a poem. Love is in the air by Scott Patrick
Thomas
McMullen.
Love is in the air. I like my space. Not really sure why I asked you to move into my place. But as long as you have my money, I will be your honey. Love is in the air.
She's so lucky.
Dealing with some issues that are really close to home.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on today.
He's a little uncomfortable.
He's come a long way, though, from the blunt force trauma that used to incorporate into most of his poems, you know.
Nobody gets stabbed.
Yeah, it was ending with a head wound. It was always that thing. So nice. Okay. Kelly, what is yours called?
Oily Dew.
Oh. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, a poem by Kelly Charles Brown the Third. Oily Dew.
A river of oily dew runs hot on you. It's making like a love stew. Take my cue, my feelings are true. I hope you knew. On your bottom, I'd like to chew. My balls are blue. But that's nothing new. I'm going to attack you like the fighting Sioux. A love mania will ensue. Taboo. We could do the old switcheroo. Tastes like fondue. Phew. Oily dew. And now I bid you adieu.
Are you bidding them a Jew, not a Jewish person?
Right.
Yeah, I
it sounded like that.
I thought you were bidding
I'm
them
bidding
a Jew.
A Jew. I was like, wow.
I bid you adieu.
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 Wow, that was.
Maybe I should just keep it. I bid you adieu.
That's what it sounded like. A Jew. You think you said a Jew.
All right. Well, that is amazing. Really, some raw, revealing stuff here. And so we got to quickly do this. So we got to go to the phones here at 888-556-7625 or 603-431-ROCK. You vote. And I can see reading some of the text. Boy, you guys are impressed. We brought it today. I think on all levels.
That's what love does.
We definitely brought it. So who is the winning poem for Valentine's Day 2018?
Five quick calls.
Okay. Five quick calls. We see who it is. Hi, Morning Buzz. Who is the winning poem here? Who?
It was between you and Kelly, and you stole my opening line. I thought Kelly brought it just a little more. He gets into the macabre and the dirty.
Gotcha. I don't need the explanation.
Kelly got that one.
Thank you.
Yeah. I just need the name. Okay, so that's Kelly. All right, there's one. Hi, Morning Buzz. Who gets your vote?
My vote is going to go to Mr. Kelly Brown.
Look at that.
Shocker.
Too. Well, then nobody. I mean, no, I don't. You don't
he
feel bad.
He always gets it.
To be considered in the running is an honor with Kelly Brown. Hi, Morning Buzz. Hi, who's this?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Talk to me.
Lawrence.
without a doubt. She's come a long way.
Laura's was revealing and emotional.
Very
and
personal.
It was real. It was like a love letter to her husband. It was crazy.
Therapy,
it was love
yes, thank you. But she's come a long way.
I love he throws out therapy. All right, there you go. Hi, Morning Buzz.
Morning, Grunty.
Yeah, buddy. What do you got?
This pumpkin. I got to go with Laura.
Wow.
Whoa. Nice. Go
there
out.
Go. I'm two shocked. For you. Hi, Morning Buzz. Hi, who's this?
This is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. Who are you picking for the Buzz Poetry Jam?
I'm picking Greg.
All right.
Greg gets one. Those snack cakes.
I just went with what I knew, Kelly. You know what I mean?
Funny bone.
Yeah. Hi, Morning Buzz. Hi, who's this?
This is Doug.
Doug, who are you going with?
Well, I was going to say Laura, but Kelly Brown just moved me.
Okay. That's what he does. He does. Right. Hi, Morning Buzz. Hi, who's this?
Hey, Greg. This is Jay. Was out there for the football toss, buddy.
All right. Who are you going with, Jay?
I'm going to have to go with Laura. Got to bring it down. Kelly Brown, you're the best, but this one's got to go to Laura.
Wow. Nice. Hi, Morning Buzz.
Three.
Hi, who's this?
Lena.
Lena, who are you going with?
Kelly, that moan got me.
The moan does.
His voice, it's soothing.
I got tingly in my no-no area.
If you're sitting on a metal chair, you probably have to get
a slip
now.
Right off. Hi, Morning Buzz. Hi, who's this?
Weird. This is Brenda.
Brenda, who are you going for?
I'm going to have to go after your snack cake.
Nice.
Snacks like that.
Thank
they
you,
like
man.
Your
That's
snacks
great.
Cake.
I love that. Thank you, Brenda. Hi, Morning Buzz. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Denise.
Hi, Denise. Tell me, who wins?
I love Kelly, but I'm going with Laura.
Wow. Unbelievable. Hi, Morning Buzz. Thank you. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is John. I got to go with Laura.
Laura!
I won it?
Laura! For the win!
Wow.
Pity vote. Wow. All right. We got a break. Congratulations. No. Richly deserved.
Thank you,
Laura.
Nice job, everybody. Damn. Buzz Poetry Jam. All right, when we come back, the last Gizmogram of the day. And don't move, because it's a short one. It's coming up next.
Live around the world on iHeartRadio.
It's funny and harrowing and informative.